HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Last Musketeer, Traitor's Chase, by Stuart Gibbs. Performed by Ramon D'Ocampo. Prologue. Madrid, Spain, July 1615. The Alcázar, the royal palace, home to the King of Spain and Portugal, was perched high on a hill above the city. Like the Louvre in Paris, it had originally been built as a fortress, but was currently being converted to a more pleasant place for the royal family to live. Which meant that at the moment, it wasn't really pleasant at all. Despite the blazing sun and summer heat, inside the castle it was dark and cold. Michel de Nicure felt it was more like a prison, and he knew prisons. He'd spent over 100 years of his life in one. Michel was immortal. Long ago, he'd had grand plans to gain power and wealth. But things hadn't worked out the way he'd hoped, thanks to the three musketeers, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, and Greg Rich. It had taken him centuries to recover from their meddling. Now, he had a new plan. One that would not only allow him to get revenge on the musketeers and Greg, but also provide him with even more power than he'd ever dreamed of. Michel followed three guards through a maze of stone hallways and grand staircases until they arrived at the throne room. The decor was as drab as that of the Louvre, but Michel was surprised by the room's enormous size. Stained glass windows allowed some sunlight to spill in, though the room was still so cavernous that torches were needed to fully light it. King Philip III sat on a large wooden throne at the far end. He was only in his 30s, with a pointed beard and a twirled mustache. He wore what was considered extremely fashionable in 1615. Bright yellow stockings, an ornately embroidered jacket, and a neck ruffle so large it looked as though his head was on a platter. Instead of a crown, a feathered hat was perched on his head. The look was supposed to inspire awe, but instead, it made Michel think the man was a fool. Unfortunately, Michel knew his own appearance was hardly impressive. He was dusty and weary from his long journey. His clothes were tattered and worn, and he was an invalid. There was only a stump where his right hand had once been, thanks to Athos's sword.
"Your honor," he said in Spanish as he passed between a gauntlet of armed soldiers and knelt before the throne. "Thank you for seeing me."
King Philip's eyebrows raised slightly in surprise.
"You speak Spanish."
"You are surprised," Michel replied, standing. In fact, he spoke 5 languages fluently and could read and write another 10. When you were immortal, you had plenty of time for self-improvement.
"I didn't think any Frenchman was smart enough to master our language."
The king's statement, though insulting, wasn't really unexpected. Every civilization in Europe thought itself better than every other.
"But the letter I sent you was in Spanish," Michel said, "as was your reply to me."
Philip shrugged.
"I thought there might be a Spaniard helping you."
Michel did his best not to sigh. He had sent the letter with the aid of Milady de Winter, a handmaiden from King Louis XIII's palace. He had intercepted Philip's response en route, which was why he was here right now, prostrating himself before this pompous idiot.
"Do you still possess what I inquired about?"
Philip smirked and reached beneath his silken clothes, revealing a chain of silver links around his neck. He tugged on it, lifting out a large black crystal that dangled from the end. The Devil's Stone. Only one half of it hung on the chain, but there was something entrancing about it, as though it somehow wasn't of the earth. Michel's heart pounded at the sight of it, though he fought to hide his excitement. The stone was the key to his plans. When both halves were combined, it had incredible powers. Long ago, it had given him the gift of immortality.
More recently, he had used it to travel back through time, returning to 1615 from the 21st century.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?